We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you, Brevard County. We are just a few days away from our National Thanksgiving Day right here in United States of America. And what a beautiful place to celebrate it right here in Brevard County. It was 25 years ago yesterday that my wife and I arrived in Brevard County. We arrived on the Sunday of Thanksgiving week and didn't know a soul in Brevard County. Our families are a long ways away. The only person that we knew was the name of the supervisor that I was going to have at my retail job. And I remember they got us a hotel on the beach until we could find a place to live. And I remember going into the ocean that first week that we were here, and I was looking around at everybody and thinking, why are these people not in the water? This is absolutely beautiful. Where we had come from, it had already been very, very cold, and I was wondering why aren't people in here? And then later that week, we were out at a restaurant and walked out finishing our meal. And the very first thing that we saw as we emerged from the restaurant was a nighttime space shuttle launch. And we were just immediately, captivated with, the unique things that you could see and experience here in Brevard County. And so 25 years now, we have been residents of Brevard County. We've lived in Palm Bay and Melbourne and Merritt Island, and we are absolutely privileged and honored to be here. By the way, back to that beach experience, when we had been here 20 years, so this would have been 5 years ago, I decided that before I get to that part of the story, let me go back a ways. The next year, we went down to the ocean. So we had been Brevard County residents for 1 year. We went down to the ocean that first year, and we tried to go swimming, and we immediately emerged from that water and thought, that is just too cold. And so we had not been back in the water this time of year in a long time. At my 20-year mark, I said, you know what? I'm going to go do a polar bear plunge just to commemorate 20 years in Brevard County. And so I did, and I could not imagine how cold that water was. It was really cold. People who do polar bear plunges in areas of the country where it really is ice cold water, you have my respect, admiration, either that or you are just plumb out of your mind, one of the two. But anyway, we're celebrating 25 years. This is Thanksgiving week, and we want to make sure that we focus on our thanks upon God. He is good. And today we are going to continue talking about what people's names reflect about the nature of God and what that can mean for us. And so before I get into that, I just want to say thank you, first of all, to the Penn, Florida District Council of the Assemblies of God, who 22 years ago asked me to come and be the pastor of Merritt Assembly of God, a church I did not even know existed, and I'd lived in Brevard County for 3 years. And we have been here for 22 years, and so I want to thank them for that. I want to also give a shout out and say thank you, God, for giving me a wonderful wife, one who has been through a great deal in her life. I one of the things that I fell in love with about my wife was her fire and passion for God. And because of the woman that she is, she has gone above and beyond what people thought that she would ever do. She has been with me through thick and thin for 30 years now. We moved to Oklahoma, then to the middle of no place in Texas, and then on to Brevard County, Florida, where we've been for the past 25 years. And I'm a blessed man to have her as my wife. I also want to say thank you for my wonderful children, because it is a difficult assignment to be a pastor's child. The eyes of everybody in the church are on you. My kids have experienced the life of a family that's responded to the call. And so we've experienced some things that are not all that luxurious, but God has been faithful, and I'm blessed to have three children and a beautiful daughter-in-law that are all in love with Jesus, all serving God. Very, very gifted, very smart, handsome and beautiful. And, I'm a blessed man because of that. I'm also blessed to be able to be here on the radio with you. For those of you who support us, I want to say thank you very much. For those of you who listen, I want to say thank you very much. We are thankful to God for all of the encouragement that we have received. It is a blessing from God. For our partners, be it Advanced Christian Training Schools, which meets in our facility on Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., to Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, who Bill Andriak, he and his wife Heidi, they have been part of our congregation for, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 or 6 years. His wife Heidi does a marvelous job leading our worship services, has been very versatile in dealing with the challenges of a small church and having limited musical personnel. We do want to say thank you to our musicians. Karen Smith is a major blessing to our congregation. When I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to play the piano like she does. We also have Jits Concrete, Greg Anderson there. He and his dad Horace. They have been at Merit Assembly of God longer than I have, and so I've been there for 22 years, and they are just wonderful people. Have a tremendous testimony. Sister Anderson just has a tremendous testimony of what God has done for her. We also have Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical. They are blessings from God. We're also extremely thankful. I know I'm taking a little bit longer today, but this is Thanksgiving week. We shouldn't be in a hurry when we are expressing gratitude to people. And so I am thankful for the congregation at Merit Assembly of God who stuck with us as pastors when there was nothing to stick to, when there was no money in the bank accounts, when there were very few people. We had more pews than people, and the facilities needed drastic improvement, and the church has been with us. They have stuck with us when I made good decisions, stuck with us when my decisions could have been better, and I bless Merit Assembly of God. They have been a blessing to us, and then to the wonderful board that we have at Merit Assembly of God and our ministry teams. We have some of the most incredible men and women of God. They're just phenomenal people who have a heart for those who don't know Jesus. They have a heart to minister. They have a heart for missions. They have a heart for this radio program. And they love us, and we are blessed. And so for everybody out there who's listening, I just wanted to get the week started off with an expression of just how grateful we are. And I tell our congregation, it's like, look, I appreciate you. I know what this church was like when you weren't here. And so I truly am appreciative that of what, how blessed we are. And so when you visit, you might look around at some of the things that you could see with your eye, and you might not be all of that impressed, but when you know where we've come from and know where we are, we are very thankful. And we're also very thankful that we know that the God that has brought us this far is not going to abandon us now, but instead is going to continue to take us on to great things. So today we're going to continue, and remember the things that I'm mentioning. I'm mentioning to you the scripture references, because when you read them, they're basically a list of names. But these people's names are not just some, oh, honey, what do you want to name our kids? Let's look through the book of children's names and see, you know, what is trending on Twitter. Let's see what the latest celebrity. It was none of that. These people named their kids, and when their kids' names were spoken, when they were recorded in the Word of God, they were testimonies to what God does and who God is. And so on Friday's broadcast, we had started talking about Jediah and Jehoiada and how that means God knows. And it prepares us, it equips us to know that God is concerned about us and that he is aware of everything we are going through. And then we concluded Friday's broadcast with one of my great favorite names of an expression of God, and that is Jedidiah, which was the God-given name of Solomon. That basically means that we are loved by God. And so whenever the enemy comes in to try and tell people that nobody loves you, nobody cares for you. You know, I think there was a song we sang one time, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I'm going to go eat some bugs or something like that. The things we sang in youth group were some twisted things at times, I'm telling you. But, you know, whenever the devil tries to convince you that you are unloved, that you're isolated, nobody cares about you on this planet, Solomon is a testimony that God said, your name shall be Jedidiah, and it means I love you. So today we're going to look at a couple of others. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 24 and verse number 16 is where we're going to read. And this is another name where there's two different names mentioned, and both of them mean the same. The second reference is 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse number 12. If you would like a copy of these notes for yourself, contact us via phone message, email, snail mail, like us on Facebook, send us a message on Facebook, and we will put this material in your hands absolutely free of charge. You won't be getting any fundraising letters or anything like that from us. We would just like to bless you with this information. It would be helpful to you, and it gives you a reason to praise God. And so 1 Chronicles 24:16, the person's name that is recorded in that passage is Jehezekel. Jehezekel, not Jezebel, Jehezekel. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse number 12, we find a man by the name of Jehizkiah. And both of those names mean God will strengthen. Now, if you've been listening to the broadcast over the past 5 or 6 weeks, you know that we have been talking about that God wants to equip us. He wants to make us stronger. And here, these two people's names declare that God will make you stronger. God will make you stronger. when I was preparing to come in to do this radio broadcast, I had this revelation that it is God's will to make us stronger. And because of that truth, it is one of the reasons why the enemy is so intentional and deliberate to try and separate people from God. It is to prevent them from even knowing that God loves them or cares for them. But if we are in covenant relationship with God, we're going to become stronger, and that is a threat to the enemy. 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world." If you know anything about when two objects collide, the stronger is going to impact the weaker. And when you and I have asked Jesus to come into our heart and into our life as Savior and Lord, he makes us stronger. So the things that used to break us, the things that used to cause us pain, are now the things that are damaged. It's the satanic attacks that are frustrated and turned back. I pray that God will strengthen each of us so that we would be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that whenever we encounter a temptation where it used to cause us to stumble, where it used to cause us to fall, where it used to bring about failure and shame, that just like Jesus in the wilderness when Satan tempted him, but he was strong in the word of the Lord and did not cave into that temptation, but was victorious. And it said Satan had to leave him to look for a more opportune time. I pray today that God, in your knowledge of his word, will make you stronger so that you, when you encounter temptations, even though they used to be victorious, this time they will be turned back in defeat. The word of God says, God gives grace to the humble. He opposes the proud. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There are some people in society that whenever they've achieved a position of strength, what they do is they try and either bully other people and try and intimidate other people so that they are weaker, and they try and strengthen, you know, they try and consolidate the strength and the power in themselves, and they think that that makes them stronger. I want you to know that that is not the way that God operates. God does not operate that he says, where I am strong and therefore I have got to keep you weak and powerless and helpless. Instead, God has a different mindset, and he says this, I have an inexhaustible source of strength. I am strength personified, and I have such an abundance of strength that I want to empower all my children. I want to make them stronger. I want to take them from strength to strength to strength to strength. And so I am so thankful today that God is equipping you and I to make us stronger. He's giving us faith that is going to empower us to be able to withstand the storm. And so this in your life and in my life should break the power of hopelessness. Another favorite reference of mine in the scriptures is in the word of God. It calls covenant people, the covenant people of God, prisoners of hope. Prisoners of hope. I refer to myself as an optimist. I'm not a fantasaical optimist to the point that I just dwell in fantasy. The scripture says, "He who chases fantasies lacks judgment." I'm realistic about the circumstances and the conditions that we live in, but I'm optimistic in my God, that my God is bigger than any success. My God is bigger than any failure on my part, any obstacle that I face. God is sufficient for the task. And so I just bless you today that if you are in a situation and you feel like it is a hopeless situation and you're discouraged or depressed or stressed over that situation, may the reality that God strengthens his children, may that be a reality in your life today. We're going to talk about one more of these. Again, this is a double reference. You will find this in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 24, and also in chapter 15, verse number 18. And the two names that are mentioned, one in one reference and one in the other, is Jehiah and Jehiel. And basically what that name means is this: God lives. God lives. One of my favorite songs at Easter time, and this could go bad here. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. You see, have you ever wondered why society puts so much emphasis on trying to convince people that God is dead? Something that happens sometimes on Facebook, and I don't know why people do this. I really don't. But every once in a while, they will put out a thing that will go viral, and it'll be talking about how this celebrity died and that celebrity died. And pretty soon, everybody is all up in arms thinking this person has died, and the person is actually very much alive. And here a couple of weeks ago, somebody posted a clip and just came right out and debunked this this thing that said that he had died. Well, I want you to know that long before Facebook, people were trying to convince people that God was dead. This past year, there was a movie that came out, God's Not Dead, and there's a song by Newsboys, and they play it in that movie. If you've not seen it, I encourage you to go see it. It is I found it to be a very refreshing and sophisticated and professionally done movie. It was done by people who actually know how to make movies, and I was very thankful for that. And the Newsboys song says, God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. I want you to know today that God is alive. God is alive. And even though society tries to debunk him, invalidate him, I saw a headline here a week or so ago, and they said that within a generation that religion would be completely exterminated, that there would not be anybody anymore who believed in God. Well, I want you to know that if I'm alive, there's still going to be one person that is believing in God, because I have seen too much, experienced too much, seen too many miracles. A couple of weeks ago, there was a testimony. It made national news about a woman who was giving childbirth. And in the midst of childbirth, she developed a complication that resulted in her dying in the delivery room. The baby was born healthy, but the mother died. And they worked on her for 45 minutes. They shocked her. They did everything that they could do. And the doctor had finally given up hope. And after 45 minutes, he was filling out the death certificate, or getting ready to fill out the death certificate. And all of a sudden, when they quit working on her, all of a sudden, her heart started beating. She had been dead for 45 minutes. Her heart started beating, and it got stronger and stronger. She went home. She is a healthy mother, And they said, you know, 45 minutes without oxygen going to your brain, there should be some sort of brain damage, but not in this woman's case. There is no impairment whatsoever. She's healthy. The baby's healthy. And the doctor said, we can't do anything but attribute this to divine intervention. To divine intervention. God is still alive. With that being said, another great reason for us to be thankful today is for our mothers. Amen. Quite honestly, if it wasn't for our mothers, we would not be here today. And, you know, my mom is still alive. She's been through a lot of health issues in her life. And I am blessed to have her in my life. And so as you are remembering to give God thanks today, give thanks for your mom. Give thanks for your dad, your brothers and your sisters, even if they're not perfect, even if they mistreated you, made fun of you, called you names and all of that sort of stuff. Give thanks to God for them. Because I could testify to you that adversity doesn't stick around forever, and you will end up finding a relationship. Your relationship with your brothers and sisters, sociologists say that on average, that is the longest tenured relationship that you have in your life. You don't want to take those relationships for granted. Be a blessing to them. You never know. If you've got unbelievers that are your siblings, you keep living out the reality that Jesus lives and that Jesus strengthens. And I encourage you to have faith in God that he's going to take those seeds and those living examples, and he is going to bring those people into the household of faith. Let's close out today in prayer, shall we? Father, I just want to thank you right now. You are good. You have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And God, today we are just so thankful. God, as I was reminiscing at the beginning of the program about the journey that you have had us on for the past 25 and 30 years, God, I want to say thank you. I want to thank you that you knew doors that you were going to have us walk through, Lord, before we even knew those doors existed. Today, I want to thank you, God, that you are not looking to make us victims, but Lord, you are looking to make us more than overcomers through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so I pray today that you would impart strength to every listener today, strength for the task at hand, God. Lord, if there's people today that do not realize that you are alive, watching over them and intervening in their life, God, I pray that you would make yourself known to them so that they too could testify, God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it